Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Tuesday and welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. I'm your host, as always, PJ Glasser. Welcome in to Send It In. We got a great show for you guys today. We have the national championship last night. We gave out Ohio State after their loss to Michigan plus 450. Hopefully some of you were able to cash that. Well, it's never too early to look ahead to next year. We already got odds out at BetMGM for next year's college football champion. We will give those out here in a few minutes. We're also going to do a deep dive into the NFC championship game. We got an NFC East matchup between the Commanders and the Eagles. We'll dive into that with some of our favorite plays. Lucy Bird's going to join us middle of the show for model making money. And then it's a Tuesday. We got a loaded slate of college basketball. Really like the card tonight. Give out some of my favorite plays. Then we wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. As always, any questions, comments, best bets that you guys have for us, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. Anything that you like tonight in college hoops, any bets that you got, NFL, any teams you want to know about next year in college football, let us know. You can type them into the Twitch chat, or you can go to YouTube as well. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, we got you covered with the Send It In podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcasts. You can also check out the show on YouTube as well. Let's get this thing rolling. Glasses in session. And once again, congrats to the Ohio State Buckeyes national champions, Ryan Day. Even though he loses to Michigan, he gets the last laugh and wins the national championship. So looking at next year's odds, Ohio State, fresh off their national title win, they are the favorites to go back-to-back right now at BetMGM plus 450. And it's really not a surprise, even though they lose a lot of talent from this year's team that just won the title. They bring back Jeremiah Smith and Caleb Downs. And those are going to be the two best players in college football next season. And Ohio State has one of each on each side of the ball. Kind of reminds me of the Bama team when they had Bryce Young and Will Anderson coming back. And both of those guys were top three picks. That team didn't even make it to the 4-team college football playoff, let alone win the title. Ohio State with 12 teams probably is going to make the playoff. I don't think they're going to win it though. And history tells us teams that are usually number one in the AP poll, which I fully expect Ohio State to be. I think only once in the last 20 years has a team won the national title that was number one in the AP poll heading in to week one. That was Georgia this year, and we all know Georgia did not win the title. So not betting Ohio State to go back-to-back. Texas is right behind them at plus 650. I have no interest in the Longhorns either. They lose a lot on their offensive line. Their O-line was maybe the best in college football. They're losing a ton of those guys to the pros. Obviously, Quinn Ewers is out, and Arch Manning steps in. That's going to give Sark a dual-threat quarterback. I think Arch is a good player. I also think he's a little overrated, though, because his last name is Manning. Now, with the full offseason, knowing that he is going to be the guy, and he has waited his turn 2 years at Texas for this opportunity, I think he's going to have a good year. I just don't know if he's necessarily going to be as great as a lot of people think he's going to be. Now, when you're talking about Texas, they're going to have talent. They're going to have talent at receiver, running back. They're still going to be good on defense, especially at the front seven. They are the favorites to win the SEC next year, but Texas, not a team that I want to get involved in. Georgia, plus 650, also the same odds as Texas. And look, down year for Kirby Smart, they still win the SEC. And now, I mean, you would imagine that they're going to be better than they were last year. That's probably as bad an offense as Georgia's going to have under Kirby Smart. They really didn't have any skill position players that really worry you, right? They had Trevor Etienne that was kind of in and out of lineup at running back. Their wide receivers were dropping passes all year. You know Kirby is going to make an emphasis this year in the transfer portal, developing those players, recruiting players from here on out to make sure that doesn't happen again. And then obviously quarterback will be the big question mark, probably going to be Gunnar Stockton, who we saw in the Sugar Bowl. But Georgia, their schedule was so brutal last year. They played at Bama, at Ole Miss, at Texas. Well, the way the SEC schedule works is you play the same opponents that you did last season. It just flips home and road. So all those tough road games that Georgia had last year, they're going to get all those teams at home this year. So I like that for Georgia. Next up, we got Oregon at plus 700. Oregon, I think this was the Ducks' year to win a national title. They were undefeated in the regular season, won the Big Ten. They were the number one team in the country. They're still going to be really good. I just don't think they're going to be as good as they were last year, so I'm out on Oregon. Penn State at plus 850. I mean, do you really want to bet James Franklin to win the national title? It's probably never going to get any easier for Franklin and Penn State than it did this year. You were big favorites in the first round and the quarters. You took Notre Dame right down to the wire. Maybe they would have given Ohio State a game, probably wouldn't have won it. The reason they're this high up is because, again, their schedule isn't all that difficult. They got Drew Aller coming back. I've never been an Aller guy. I think he's incredibly overrated, so I want no part of Penn State or James Franklin. The team, though, that I have a lot of interest in is the team that we just saw last night play in Atlanta and lose to Ohio State. I really like Notre Dame at 12-1 to win the national championship for next season. Yes, they lose Riley Leonard, and yes, they lose a lot of their studs on the defensive side of the ball. But man, offensively, they bring back their top two running backs. Jeremiah Love, Jadeveon Price are both back. Their top two receivers, Greathouse and Faison, they're both back as well. And with Marcus Freeman as a head coach, Notre Dame in general, they're always good on the line of scrimmage. O-line, D-line, they're always going to be good. And again, defensive side of the ball, they're going to lose a ton of studs. Xavier Watts, Riley Mills, Benjamin Morrison likely gone as well. But man, when Marcus Freeman's your head coach, you're always going to be great on defense. And keep in mind how young Notre Dame was, especially at corner, right? They had a true freshman and a true sophomore starting last night in the national championship game. That's going to be the best corner tandem in college football next season. And with all the injuries that they suffered this year on defense, I think it's only going to make their team better. Their schedule is also extremely favorable for Notre Dame. Go look at the Irish schedule for the upcoming season. Right now, the two games that pop out at you are A&M and USC. Both of those games are at home. They do have to play Arkansas on the road, which could be a tough game too, but I kind of only see Notre Dame dropping one game at most for the upcoming season, and I think losing to NIU this past year will teach Notre Dame from here on out never to take an opponent for granted moving forward. So I like the Irish a lot at 12-1. Then it gets tricky with all these SEC teams. You got Bama at 16-1, Tennessee at 20-1, LSU at 20-1, Ole Miss 25-1, A&M 30-1, and South Carolina at 40-1. Each team has their strengths, their weaknesses. There are things that you like about them, things that you don't. Bama's got Ryan Williams coming back. It's a big year for Kellen DeBoer after not making the playoffs in year one. He's got to bounce back. Tennessee's got Nico coming back at quarterback. Can he make a big jump? It is year two as the starting quarterback under Josh Heupel. LSU, Garrett Nussmeier's back on offense. Harold Perkins is back on defense. This feels like a make-or-break year for Brian Kelly and Baton Rouge. Ole Miss, Lane Kiffin's never been able to get over the hump, never been able to get to the playoff. He's going to have a good offense. He's started to figure out the defense there in Oxford. Can they get to the playoffs? The team that I think is worth a look, though, is South Carolina at 40-1. Beamer's a good coach, and you know that their defense is always going to be solid. They're always going to play extremely hard, and I think they have an early Heisman guy to watch in quarterback Lenora Sellers. He's a big dude playing quarterback. He's really tough to tackle. He's got big arm strength. He's a great playmaker. One thing that worries me about South Carolina is how tough their schedule is, though. They're at LSU, at Ole Miss, and at A&M next season. They also have Bama and Clemson at home. You can probably only afford to drop two of those five games. So that's part of why it's baked into the price and why South Carolina is 40-1. But they're going to be a good team. They're going to have a really good quarterback, one of the best in the country next year. That would kind of be the long shot that I would look at. But as of now, heading into next season, you had to place a bet on two teams to win the national title to tie your money to. Notre Dame would be the first one at 12-1. Georgia would be the second one for me at plus 650. All right, let's talk some NFL here. It is championship week in the National Football League. And the Washington Commanders, for the first time in my lifetime, are in the NFC title game. First time in over 30 years, they're taking on their NFC East rival, the Philadelphia Eagles. Eagles are now up to 6-point favorites in this matchup. The total in the game is 48. Now that we're at 6, this is probably where I would stop if I was betting the Eagles. I think anything higher, 6.5 or 7, I'd probably stay away. 6 is probably the sell high point on Philadelphia. They'd also probably be a good teaser look at this point as well. My thought process coming into the game, my concerns that I have for Washington are two big things. The first one is the weather in this game. Jaden Daniels and Washington, their first two playoff games, weather hasn't been a factor for them. They played in Tampa Bay in the wild card round, and then they played in a dome in Detroit. I understand that they play in the D.C. area, and they practice in cold weather all the time, but practicing in cold weather and then playing a playoff game, let alone an NFC championship game in cold weather, is two different stories. You're also dealing with a rookie quarterback that played his college ball at Arizona State and LSU. So Jaden is so cool and calm and collected in the pocket. I don't know. I don't think that's going to really bother him all that much, but I certainly think it's something worth noting that Washington really hasn't had to deal with any kind of elements or cold weather in the first two games, and that's certainly going to be a factor when they take on Philadelphia. And then the second big thing I'm worried about is the familiarity. Detroit didn't see Jaden at all during the regular season. Tampa played him all the way back in week one, and the version that they got of Jaden then was the way different than what they saw in the playoff game. Philadelphia's seen him two times, and they saw him in the week 16 in the regular season when Jalen Hurts got hurt. Jaden Daniels threw for 5 touchdowns. Washington scored 33 points in that game. So he was awesome in that matchup against Philadelphia. Eagles have a very good defense with a very good secondary, and I think they want to bounce back in this game against Washington. A lot of people are going to like the Commanders because of how great the story is, how great they've been as underdogs, and how good Jaden Daniels has played. But I think going on the road, playing in a hostile environment outdoors against Philadelphia, against a team that's now going to be seeing him for the third time, I think that is a big concern for me. So I lean Philadelphia. I know Jalen Hurts is injured. I get it. But Saquon Barkley's still there. And this is the NFC Championship game. So if you got to run Saquon 30, 35, 40 times to make it to the Super Bowl, you got to do what you got to do. And I think that's what they're going to end up doing. And again, a lot of teams might struggle if their quarterback's hurt and they have to rely on their passing game. But Philadelphia is such a good running football team. Washington's not all that great against stopping the run. So the Eagles, I kind of like the under in the game, and I like the Eagles to just run the ball, feed Saquon a lot. I think over 24.5 carries for Saquon is a good look. I also like his over receiving yards at 12.5. If Washington's loading up on the run, hit him with the screen pass. Find different ways to get Saquon involved. We kind of saw that a little bit against the Rams, so I like over 12.5 receiving yards for Saquon. I also like Jake Elliott over 1.5 field goals made at plus 105. It doesn't look like we're going to get any snow in Philadelphia on Sunday. It's just going to be cold weather. Elliott has been inconsistent this year, especially on extra points. He's been okay on field goals. I like the plus money at plus 105 for Jake Elliott to kick field goals over 1.5, so I think that's a good look. Then a couple of bets that I would look at for Washington: Brian Robinson over 35.5 rushing yards. It's important for the Commanders in this game to stay balanced. They can't get one-dimensional like they did against Tampa Bay. They have to find a ground game. They have to find a way to try and move the ball against Philly with their running backs. That's what the Rams were able to do, and that's why they had more success than I thought they would in that game against the Eagles. So Brian Robinson over 35.5 rushing yards. I like going over there. And then Zach Ertz returning to Philadelphia for a playoff game. I like his price, plus 275 anytime touchdown. Again, the corners are so good on Philadelphia. It's going to be tough for the receivers to score touchdowns. I think Ertz is the guy. He's been a big red zone target for Jaden Daniels here down the stretch. I think that's a great price, plus 275 for Zach Ertz to find the end zone. All right, a promo from our friends at BetMGM. A touchdown is always 6 points, but the longest one could mean you get $250,000 in bonus bets. Wager on any player to score during a game. If your pick is the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win big-time bonus bets on top of your wager. How does it work? You opt in the longest touchdown jackpot promotion. You place a $10 anytime touchdown wager up to one eligible bet per game. If your player scores the longest touchdown of the week, you'll win a share of $250,000 in bonus bets. All right, let's go to model making money now. Check in with Lucy Burge joining us here on a Tuesday. Lucy, always great to see you. What are the five-star plays BetQL has for us today?
Yes, hello, PJ. A five-star play for today is the Ducks puck line against the Panthers. This is a bit of a revenge spot for the Ducks, as the Panthers just beat them 3-0. But the Ducks are at home now. They're facing Florida once again, of course, so revenge will be upon them. The Ducks have covered their last four puck lines at home, and they are 14-8 on the puck line at home this season. So the BetQL model loves the Ducks +1.5 against the Panthers tonight as a five-star play.
All right, I like it. A little hockey for the BetQL model there, going with the Ducks. Lucy, it's championship week in the NFL. We got two big matchups. We'll start in the NFC with the Eagles and the Commanders. It's been an incredible story with Washington and Jaden Daniels. They're 60 minutes away from the Super Bowl. They got to go up against Philadelphia. Eagles 6-point favorites in this game with a total of 48. What are you looking at in this matchup?
Yeah, so this is weird to me, PJ, because I'm still processing the fact that the Lions are not in it anymore, which is weird because there's no way I expected them to, like, even if they didn't make the Super Bowl, to make the NFC Championship game, but I have to get over it. We got to move on. I'm taking the Commanders, the team that knocked them out, to cover here. And there are moments, PJ, when I think Commanders to win the Super Bowl, perhaps some value on that maybe. So I'm not taking that, but it is something that it is in the realm of possibility now, which is incredible, but I am taking the Commanders to cover against the Eagles. I'm also very angry at the Eagles because I had them -7. So that did not work out, and I'm very angry about it, and I'm not going to get over that. So I'm taking the Commanders to demolish the Eagles. Commanders also averaging more points scored per game than the Eagles, 29-27. So Commanders +6, I like that. So the Eagles also did not cover, of course, that 7-point spread. So I'm very angry about that. Commanders +6.
You taking a money line too, Lucy? You like a +6? You betting them outright?
I should, and I probably will. And you know what? Out of spite for the Eagles, I think I will. You know what? I will return the suit for spite, and I will take the Commanders on the money line.
Hell yeah. Lucy, we got three football games left, right? Like, why not?
Amazing.
Like, just
PJ,
you like the dogs, just pull the trigger. I love it.
You gotta go all in.
You gotta go all in. Now, the Lions, they let you down, we know, in the NFC. But the Buffalo Bills, you've been on the Bills all year. The Bills are still alive. They're going up against the mighty Chiefs on Sunday in Arrowhead. Lucy, it feels like everybody outside of Kansas City is going to be rooting for the Buffalo Bills in this game. Can they bring it home? Can they finally take down the Chiefs? Is this the year?
PJ, yes, this is the year. This is the year for the Buffalo Bills and Josh Allen, MVP caliber guy, to take down the Chiefs and keep them from going to the Super Bowl. Sean McDermott is 0-3 against Andy Reid in the playoffs, but I think that changes here. It all changes here. I think also Dawson Knox did say that there's something, he said something kind of intangible about this team, this Bills team, that feels different, kind of hard to put your finger on, but we know the work isn't done. Those are vibes. That is aura. That is what the Bills have. So I think the Bills take down the Chiefs as they did during the regular season, not to mention. So they've done it before. And I think that they've done what no other team could do, except, I guess, the Broncos. So I think the Bills win this game. But I am going to take Bills +1.5, because if the Bills do not win, the Chiefs play teams so close that I think they could. Do they lose by a point, which would be incredible? That would also be incredible. That would be a good game as well. But I'm going to take the Bills +1.5 here to get to the Super Bowl, perhaps a Commanders-Bills Super Bowl. That's what I like. So I'm taking the Bills here.
That'd be something.
That'd be incredible.
It would be. I mean, two fan bases that have waited a long time to see their teams back in the big game. It could happen, Lucy. We'll see. Bills and Commanders, that would be something. You mentioned the Lions, obviously, earlier, and they lost their offensive coordinator yesterday, the Chicago Bears. So, Lucy, to take you behind the curtains a little bit, me and Shawnee Sharp, obviously, were texting about Notre Dame. Last night, we're texting about the show a little bit, and then all of a sudden, he texts me back in just in all caps, Ben Johnson. And I'm like, oh, God, what happened? He's now the head coach of the Bears. He's fired up. Are you fired up for Bears fans? Do you love this hire for him?
Yes, I do love this hire, PJ. Pretty much for the same reason you might, too, is because it makes Shawnee Sharp happy. And if it makes him happy, then we're all happy. So I'm very happy about this, especially because of how Notre Dame did last night. So I think this is good. Good for Sean and good for Bears fans, but not great for Tom Brady and the Raiders, however. And you got to wonder now where they're going to turn when it comes to a head coach, because the top guy now has been taken by the Bears. So good for the Bears for snagging him. So I think that, you know, the Raiders have to look at who they have left, you know, Pete Carroll, somebody like that. But I think this is great for the Bears. But now it kind of puts a puzzle piece of the rest of the coaching search is now taken off the board. So it will be interesting to see how the coaching search for other teams goes going forward. Very happy for the Bears and their fans like Shawnee Sharp.
Absolutely. We love when Shawnee Sharp's happy, Lucy, because he can mute us and take us off air anytime. So we got to make sure that he's happy. He has all the power. So we got to make sure he's feeling good. Before I let you go, we got to talk some baseball. We got pitchers and catchers, I think, or opening days in like 100 days or something like that. So it'll be here before we know it. The Dodgers continue to buy everybody, Lucy. I think they just probably offer like another guy a big contract probably during the point that we were talking. Is this good or bad for baseball? The Dodgers are just buying everybody.
PJ, this is, I think, bad because I'm not a Dodgers fan. So it's bad for for baseball. That, yes, if you're not a Dodgers fan, it's bad. But much like the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl every year, the Dodgers signing another player is boring now. This is boring. The Dodgers, there should be a certain number of players per team per offseason at this point because the Dodgers can't be doing this. It is boring now. There are other teams. If you are a free agent or a player out there looking to get traded, there are other teams in Major League Baseball, and it, looking ahead at the Dodgers last season, before the season, started thinking, you know, I'm not going to take the Dodgers to win the World Series. That's too easy. And now it's just going to happen. Also, if there's a player like, oh, where's he going to go? It's going to be the Dodgers. It is boring at this point. Bad for baseball.
I mean, Lucy, just like look at the screen, right? The Dodgers are plus 275 to win the World Series. The next closest team is plus 800. Boring. You never see that in baseball like this early in the season. So it's kind of crazy how good they are on paper compared to every other team. I'm kind of agreeing with you. It's like if you're not a Dodgers fan,
it
kind of sucks to see them get all the good players. It's like can they save some for the rest of us? So we'll see what happens. Lucy Burge joining us here on Send It In. Always does a great job during Model Making Money. Lucy, appreciate the time. We'll talk again later on in the week.
Thank you, PJ. I'll talk to you soon.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis with spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, time to talk some college basketball. B. Mills, I see you got a question in the chat about Ohio State and Purdue. I'll get to that game in a moment. It's one of the six games that I have on the card today. We'll start with the best game of the night. Top 15 matchup in Knoxville, Mississippi State, and Tennessee. And this line keeps going up. This morning, Tennessee was 6.5. Now they're all the way up to 8.5. Still probably liking 8.5, but we're starting to get to the territory where I would probably just stay away. I like Tennessee in this game. Mississippi State, when they've played kind of the top tier teams in the SEC, they just haven't been great. They lost by 5 to Kentucky at home. They lost to Auburn on the road by 22 without Jani Broome. And then on Saturday, they played their arch rival Ole Miss at home, and they only beat the Rebels by 3 at home in overtime. So now they go on the road, play Tennessee, who's coming off a bad loss on the road to Vandy. Meanwhile, Mississippi State, coming off that emotional overtime win against Ole Miss, feels like Tennessee the right matchup in this game. They're so tough to beat at home. So I like the Vols minus the points in that one. I also like Bama minus 12.5 against Vandy tonight in Tuscaloosa with a total of 168.5. Last time Bama was on their home floor, they lost outright as 12.5 point favorites to Ole Miss, and Nate Oates was fed up. He was pissed with the effort. So I would expect a much better effort tonight from Bama on their home floor, especially after coming off a big win against Kentucky. You know, it'd be very easy for them to lose focus and not be as locked into this game against Vandy as they were for Kentucky. But I would expect the seniors and all the veterans on that team to come out with a lot of energy tonight. And as I just mentioned, Vandy had a big upset win over Tennessee. Now they got to go on the road and face another top five team in the country. I like Bama tonight, -12.5 at home. All right, under the radar game tonight in the A-10 that I like. Give me Duquesne +2.5 against Dayton. Total of 132.5 in this matchup. Should be a lower scoring game. Dayton's having a very down year in the A-10. They're 2-3 in conference play. A lot of people thought they would run away with the A-10 this season. Has not been the case. I think this is one of those kind of games that you see every once in a while in college basketball, middle of the week, where you just look at the surface, right? And anybody who kind of knows anything about college basketball, you're like, Dayton, they're a pretty good team, right? Duquesne, like, where is Duquesne? Where's Duquesne, as Charles Barkley would say? Where is that located? Well, Dayton's only a small favorite tonight, -2.5, and I think Duquesne's the right side. Dayton's lost three of their last four. They've lost both of those three games on the road. They've not been a good road team in conference play this season, so I'll take Duquesne +2.5. Getting to that Ohio State game, B-Mills, I like the Buckeyes tonight, plus the points against Purdue, +9.5 on BetMGM. Certainly shop around if you can get them at a 10. Ohio State's one of those teams that I'll never bet at home as favorites. I will never bet Ohio State in Columbus when they are favorites. They never cover the spread, and they usually win outright. However, when the Buckeyes go on the road and they're a big underdog, that's when I like betting Ohio State. Purdue is so tough at Mackey, as we know, but this spread feels like it should be way higher. It should be like 14 or 15. The fact that it's still 9.5 on BetMGM, I think that's telling you Ohio State's going to play Purdue pretty tough tonight. I also like the over. I can't see Ohio State mucking it up against Purdue at home. They're just too good offensively usually at home. So I think we get some points in this game. I like the over. I like Ohio State +9.5 as well. Also, give me Iowa State -15.5 tonight against UCF with a total of 152.5. This is what we call a spot play in college basketball. You have Iowa State coming off of a road loss to unranked West Virginia, and you have UCF coming off of a heartbreaker to Houston, where they lost by one at home. UCF was in control of that game pretty much the entire way. They were up double digits in the first half. They had a top five team on the ropes in their building. They lose a heartbreaker in the final seconds. Now they got to turn around and go on the road and play another top five team in their building after coming off of a loss. It just feels like a smash spot for Iowa State. Cyclones offense has been really good this year, especially at home, and their defense has been really good at home. This feels like an 83-59, 81-59 kind of game. I'll take Iowa State -15.5. And finally, probably my favorite bet of the night, it's going to be Arizona State +7.5 against West Virginia. I'd look at some money line as well with a total of 133.5. In college athletics, whether it's football or basketball, whenever you get a team like West Virginia that just had a monster win like the Mountaineers did on Saturday, upsetting Iowa State, and then they become a ranked team and they get that number next to their name, West Virginia currently number 25 in the AP poll, that's when you look to fade them. Because teams start feeling great about themselves. Man, look at us. We just beat Iowa State. We're ranked now. And here you got unranked Arizona State coming in, who's only got one win in Big 12 play. I think Bobby Hurley's guys are going to play West Virginia really tough. I like ASU plus the points, and again, I take some money line as well. West Virginia's had some big wins this year. They won at Kansas, they beat Gonzaga, and they beat Iowa State, but they tend to struggle a little bit against some of these middle-tier teams. I like ASU tonight plus the points against West Virginia. All right, we're wrapping up the show here on Send It In with PJ's Plays. My prop lock is going to be Zach Ertz anytime touchdown +275 against his former team. Again, he's been Jaden Daniels' guy in the red zone as of late, especially. So much focus going to Terry McLaurin. D'Ami Brown kind of stepping up as that wide receiver too. When we get into the end zone, it's going to be Zach Ertz time. So I like him +275. I could absolutely see him scoring against his former team. I really like that price for Zach Ertz. That should be like the price of like the number two tight end, not the starting tight end who's scored touchdowns in the last few weeks. So I like Zach Ertz at that price. Dog of the day, as I mentioned, is going to be Arizona State plus the points against West Virginia. I just really like this spot for ASU. You see it all the time with college teams. When they go from unranked to being ranked. They got the number next to their name. They had a huge win over the weekend. The gym was packed. Now it's middle of the week. You're bringing in an unranked team that doesn't have a good record. Feels like a sleepy letdown spot for West Virginia. I like ASU plus 7.5. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What is your best bet for today?
Yeah, Peach, my best bet today is going to be betting Eagles minus 6 against the Commanders. It's a little juice right now at minus 115. So if you like the Eagles, I think you should be betting this today. Like I said yesterday, I think you said as well, the Eagles have seen Jaden Daniels twice. Now this would be the third time, and the Lions were terrible against rushing quarterbacks. So Jaden Daniels obviously had a big game there. So I think that this line's going to continue to move towards the Eagles, and I think that if you like the Eagles, you should bet this now. So I like the Eagles anything under 7 right now.
All right, very good. And then my best bet is going to be Iowa State tonight, minus 15.5 against UCF. You guys watch the show. You know I usually don't like betting big favorites. I never do. I don't like laying that many points. There's a lot of things that have to go right for a team to win by 16 or more points. I just think it's a really good spot for Iowa State. UCF coming off a heartbreaker to Houston. Now they got to turn around and play an Iowa State team that's coming off their first loss of the year in conference play. Iowa State's a great defensive team. They've been really good at home this season. Feels like a 20-point win for Iowa State. So I like the Cyclones minus 15.5 tonight against UCF. Once again, Zach Ertz, anytime touchdown is going to be my prop lock today at plus 275. Arizona State plus 7.5 against West Virginia. It's going to be my dog of the day. Shawnee Sharp's on the Eagles minus 6 in the NFC Championship game against Washington. And I will take Iowa State minus 15.5 against UCF as my best bet of the day. Thanks again to Lucy Burge for joining us on the show today. Grant Paulson is going to be with us tomorrow to break down Commanders and Eagles, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Then we're going to have Hunter Brody on the show on Thursday to break down Eagles-Commanders as well, so we're getting Washington and Philadelphia perspective. Going to be an awesome show over the next couple weeks. We'll see you guys then. Enjoy the college hoops tonight.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.